Senior story. Someone is always watching you. Chapter 3. Tarek. Tarek had been held back twice. He was now 12 years old and much bigger and stronger than the other fifth graders. Even the teachers hoped that he would not be assigned to their classroom, knowing that all the other students would be intimidated by his presence. After Miss Davies gave Jamila a yummy cinnamon roll for breakfast, which was a leftover from the hotel where she worked, she prayed. "Remind us, good Heavenly Father, to let our lights shine before others by doing right and being kind, which we know makes you happy. Amen." During lunch today, Jamila and some friends were just finishing their pudding when, once again, their meal was interrupted by a fight that broke out. Tarek just smacked a boy on the head for no reason. They started to brawl, but it broke off when they saw the lunch monitor hurry out from the kitchen. No one admitted to the noise, and no one was brave enough to say it was Tarek who started it. The last bell rang. As Jamila crossed the schoolyard, she noticed a small but growing crowd was gathering near the sidewalk. "Oh no," she thought. "Not again." Suddenly, the group was forcibly split apart as a boy was hurled to the ground. The crowd moved away, leaving the boy to fend for himself against Tarek, who was twice his size. He tried to stand, but Tarek shoved him down while screaming, "If you ever tell on me again, you'll be spending the rest of your life in a wheelchair." Then he picked up a handful of pebbles and threw them at the crowd, stinging a number of them before turning to leave. Jamila, along with a few others, helped the bullied boy up. It was Dantrell, a fifth grader in a different class than her. "You okay, Dantrell?" she asked. "I don't think I'll ever be okay until that kid is gone," is all he said. Jamila understood. A lot of kids felt that way. "Hey, you want to come over and see my dog? He'll make you feel better." As they started off, Jamila spotted a blue card on the ground. It was the free lunch card that all low-income school kids carried. "Tarek Summers," she read aloud. "He must have dropped this during the brawl." "Serves him right," said Dantrell. But Jamila paid no attention. Though she was a bit nervous, she ran off. "Hey, Tarek, wait up!"
"What do you want, little girl?"
"I think this belongs to you," Jamila said, handing him the card.
Tarek snatched it out of her hand. He looked at her with a blank expression.
"Everyone deserves to eat," she said kindly, as she turned to leave.
Tarek stood silent, staring down at the card.